Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tifa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Active for Life provides one-of-a-kind seated dance and fitness programs and products for those living with dementia and their care partners in both group settings or at home. Whether it's AFL's proprietary seated tap class, Tap Time, or seated ballroom class, Seated Rhythm, Active for Life's programs are designed to exercise both brain and body while spreading positivity and joy. For more information, go to activitiesforlifefitness.com.
False. Are they just a fact of life? Because I was reading an article, you and I like to read, Deepa, one in four seniors has a serious fall. How come? I mean, what's up?
Well, we're always working against gravity, and some of us are risk takers and some of us are safety seekers, and it doesn't actually turn out to matter which you are. Gravity is gravity, and you're going to make mistakes. And the mistakes could be little tiny mistakes early in your life, like with kids. Little kids are learning to walk. They fall a lot, but they're built to fall. They're real short. Their legs are short. Their torsos are sort of chunky monkey. I mean, they got fat in the right places. You know, when they go down, their head really doesn't have a neck attached at first. So it's like sitting right down on their shoulders. So when they fall, they don't get hurt. They fall a lot. But they tend to fall in fairly protected ways and they don't crack their head, except every now and then we have one in our family that tends to go for head activity. But in general, he's a risk taker. As we mature, our system learns the art of keeping your head safe, staying upright, modifying your skills with gravity. And you've got a vestibular nerve, you've got the ocular nerve, you've got your prefrontal cortex, you've got your cerebellum, you've got your sensory motor system throughout, the sensors in your feet and in your trunk and in your core, that all allow you to make immediate modifications so that you can stay upright. And what happens with increasing age is the speed with which I can make these modifications and my fine-graded compensation. So I'll overcompensate. So I'll sway a little too much the other way, and then I sway back the other way. And so this is where screening for your risk for falls is quite important, and looking at a number of activities that can really do a significant amount on fall injury risk reduction. Okay, so that's different. So what was different there, Greg?
Reduction versus the sort of everyday reality?
No, falls, reducing falls, or reducing the injuries from falls.
Ah, okay. So that's why we see people wearing hockey pants every once in a while. Well, I call them hockey pants, or, you know, the only thing they haven't done is put on the elbow pads.
Elbow
they haven't
pads,
put on the helmet.
Yes. Yeah. So. You got it. Or why people might be more aware and cognizant of stepping off a boat onto the land and holding on tightly as they do that. Whereas when they were, you know, 45, they might've just, you know, carried the cooler and made it down the gangplank and then stepped on and didn't think a thing about it. As I'm getting 65, 75, 85, my speed of compensating may be such that, I have to set that down, or I have to drop it, or I don't think to drop it, and then I fall with the ice chest in my hands.
I sort of thought maybe it was just a skeletal change where, you know, I put my ankle down and it's just not as strong as it used to be, and that's why I sort of wobble, you know.
It could be that you're not using your body in the way you used your body when you were 20 years younger. So we do have the risk that over time we become more sedentary. It can also be you don't have the stretch that you had before because you're not extending in ways that are the same way. You could be limiting yourself, or you could be limited by a number of conditions or diseases that people contract over their lifetime. And when we get dementia, then we add in data in is not as wonderful as it used to be. So I'm not noticing things. I'm missing data, which increases the risk not only for falls, but fall-related injuries.
Now, when you say missing data, is that the visual changes that I've heard you speak about before?
It's visual, but it's also like auditory. So I think somebody's calling my name, but it's it's actually not somebody calling my name. It's a bullhorn doing something else. But I turned suddenly to see what you want. And that sudden turn, because I was moving forward, and then I do the sudden turn because I think somebody needs my attention. Well, they weren't even talking to me. So now I'm off balance. And when I go down, I don't have the time to put my arm out. So now I fall and crack my head or break my shoulder or crack my hip. So, you know, it can be any of those things. And again, it's not so much just the falls, it's the fall injuries. So we know that bones can become fragile with age. That's the other reality. And sometimes people break their bone and then fall. And it's, you know, it basically they already have broken their bone and that's what causes them to fall. The bone becomes unstable because it's fractured. Head of the femur will break off. That's a very common, the pelvis could fracture and it causes me to fall either because of a pain reaction or I just don't have stability in that moment.
I'm going to speak in really broad terms here. Is this why some facilities sort of try and get everybody into walkers or what do they call them? Broda chairs, you know,
Broda just chairs. Yeah. That idea, if I could keep you immobile, if I could keep you supported, maybe you wouldn't fall.
I'm keeping you safe.
That's not true. Those devices and that thing doesn't reduce your risk of falls at all. As a matter of fact, the history that we have is we tried restraining people and keeping them deliberately immobile. So we would use chair buddies, which kept you in your chair. We would use seating that tipped you back and put your feet up. We would use a number of things. We would actually tie people in their chairs back in the day to keep them safe. And what we found is they fell with the chairs on top of them. They toppled out and they strangulated because they were not able to breathe because of the devices. We try to immobilize people. That doesn't work. It turns out that we're better off getting people to be mobile and supporting their mobility and actually having them work on mobility. So Tai Chi is a great example of an exercise program that has evidence that it reduces fall-related injuries.
Most people shudder just a bit when you say the word restraints, because handcuffs are restraints, you know.
They sure are, aren't they?
And so if I'm going to try and restrain you, I think some places are actually passing laws saying that it's not, I don't know if it's illegal or just simply not ethical. I'm not sure where that line is.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it is either, because people will, you know, place people in situations, and we have to be careful because for me, let's say I have arthritis and I have discomfort when I start to move and instability when I start to move, putting me at a table actually helps because when I push the chair back and I go to stand, I have something to put my hands on. I don't need it long term, but I might need it when I'm switching from sitting to standing. And one of our big mistakes, I think, around the bedroom is in facilities particularly or communities, residential life, we put rolling tables there. When what I have at home is a dresser, a couch, you know, something that I can hold on to, like the back of a chair or something that's static and stable and supportive. So when I stand up, I'm safe until my blood pressure catches up with me, until my pain resolves, until my arthritis is a little less achy, until I feel stable and I feel like I can move. And all too often I see, you know, he was left at the table and the brakes were on because they're in a wheelchair. And it's like, well, can he take the brakes off when you say, hey, John, can you take your brakes off? And if he goes, huh, probably not. So why do we have him at the table in a wheelchair? Because wheelchairs are notoriously unstable, just like wheeled overbed tables are. So I think sometimes, I believe falls are fairly inevitable for many of us because we're risk takers. And sometimes those falls are inevitable because we're safety seekers and we reach out to try to grab something, but I can't actually grab it and it's not stable. But I also believe that many, many falls happen because we're unaware and ignorant of what would be helpful. And we have systems that are not looking at the human being we're working with in the situation they're in at the time of day with the ability state. And we have a one size fits all sort of philosophy of things. And that always gets us in trouble.
Tipa, if somebody wants to talk to somebody about what they can do. Do you have a consultant who has experience in coming up with plans like maybe you should get rid of the rugs in your house or, you know, just some common sense things some that, you know, like I don't have to renovate the whole place.
You don't. And we have to talk about how to do that. So yeah, we do have some consultants who are pretty skillful. Some of our folks are actually OTs or PTs or have long practice experiences or have had lots of experience with us at looking at these pictures of what goes on. And we also need to figure out, so the person is committed to the rugs. Okay, well, how are we going to work around that? Because, you know, it's not about you just throw up the rugs and it's all great, because you can have a war on your hands there and somebody tries to roll them back out themselves. It's like, that's what we're talking about. You know, there's risk involved. So we have to figure this out. Yes, we have people. And yes, we actually have some videos as well. And I, at one point, Matthew and I did some TIPA. Back at the time, it was called TIPA for Tens. Back a year or so ago, maybe two now, where we went through some of the screens, some of the possibilities of what people could do that might be helpful.
TIPA, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
The Dementia Care Partners podcast is brought to you by Active for Life. For more information on today's podcast, visit tipasnow.com.
If you're signed into your Spotify account, we'd love to get your feedback. How? Click into the episode details and look over the episode question and poll. Send us your comments and vote so we can answer your questions and better tailor this content to your needs. We look forward to hearing from you.